Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Has the Almighty covenanted with His people?
Yes.
Does that covenant include material prosperity?
Yes.
Wealth?
Yes.
And riches?
Yes.
It used to. Has He changed?
No.
Has it changed?
No.
Now, you know, a few Fridays back, we camped on this and we looked at it. Does this apply to us at all?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we in Romans, we are called the Israel of God. In Galatians, we're told because we are in faith, we are in the covenant, we're in Christ Jesus, Abraham is our father.
Yes.
How many claim Him? He's your father, the father of faith, and you're in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And because of that, the blessing, Galatians 3, glory to God, the blessing of Abraham is ours. Well, all of this that we're reading is expounding on, elaborating, and effecting the blessing God spoke to Abram. We read it, you know, weeks ago. I will bless you. I will make you a blessing.
Amen.
Next thing you know, he was very rich.
Yeah.
So was his kid. And his kid's kid. And his kid's kid's kids.
Yeah.
And the whole nation that came out from under him. Even though they got in bondage and were stripped, God still said, no, that's not the covenant I made with Abraham. He brought them out and made them rich again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 7.
Amen.
I wish everybody believed this.
Amen.
And wouldn't fight for their right to stay poor. Deuteronomy 7. Glory to God. He said in verse 6, you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto Himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Stop right here. Does this apply to you?
Yes.
The very same language is used in the New Testament. You ever sung about it?
Yes.
We are a chosen generation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. Peculiar. That doesn't mean weird. It means rare and precious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's New Testament.
Amen.
Why? Because it's the covenant. The covenant never changes.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the Lord said the law that came could not change and stop the promise because the blessing was to Abraham by covenant promise. That the law did not change that, did not alter that, and Jesus has just fulfilled it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And now, how's it worded to us? We have a better covenant established upon better promises. Somebody said, well, then it's a completely different one. No, didn't say that. It said it's better. Well, if I held up tonight a $50 bill, and I held up a $100 bill in the other hand, and I said, which one is better? $50 bill, $100 bill, which one is better? You say, well, Brother Keith, it all depends. No, it don't depend. One of them is definitely better than the other. There ain't no way the 50 is better than the 100. You say, well, it might be. No, there cannot be. Why? Because the 50 is in the 100. Plus. Why is our covenant better than theirs? Jesus was made a curse for us. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. We got everything he had. Plus, we got everything. We got the prosperity covenant. We got the healing in the covenant. We got the direction and the protection in the covenant. We got all. Plus. We have the Holy Spirit living inside us individually. Plus, our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Eternal part in ruling and reigning with Him forever. Plus, got the name of the risen Savior, the name of Jesus, and the authority. It goes on and on, plus. But the reason it's better, we didn't lose anything. Now, if we had gotten the name of Jesus and authority, we had gotten our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, but we lost prosperity, then in that area, it wouldn't be better. In the material area, this covenant wouldn't be better. If they could be rich under the old covenant, and we're saved, but all of us can't be rich under the new, then in that area, it's not better. If they could be healed under the old covenant, but we can't be, we got some good things, but we don't have that under the new, then in that area, it's not better. The word did not say better in some areas. What did it say? Better covenant. What does that mean? There ain't nothing that they had that's better than what we got. There is no area. Whew, glory to God. Somebody ought to shout out. You've got something right then. Because you've had something over your mind for decades in that area. Well, that's just for the Jews, Brother Keith. And you've heard unscriptural and unbelieving teaching and preaching that every time you found something good in the Old Testament, well, that's Old Testament. That's just for the Old Covenant people. Well, then you're saying that there are areas of our covenant that's not as good as theirs.
That's right.
Cannot be. We did not lose any good thing by the coming of Jesus.
Amen.
We did not lose any good thing by the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of the Master. No, we got everything they ever had, plus. Shh. About preached myself happy here tonight. Whew, you better keep reading. Special people. Who's he talking about? The Lord did not set his love on you or choose you because you were more in number than any people. You were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, number one, and what?
He would keep the oath.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Why'd you get picked? Why did all these things happen to you? Because he loved you and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers. Has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of the bondman from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt? Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. That's why we're coming up financially. Because we got a covenant-keeping God. That's why I can't stay down. Because I got a covenant-keeping God. Amen. Ooh, glory. 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 Verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep to you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers, and he will love you and
bless you
and multiply you. He'll bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep. Now just stop. Can you add to the list? They didn't have stock. They didn't have computer businesses. They didn't have all these other things. In that day, it would have been on the list. But whatever you're into, whatever your field of endeavor is, put it right there now. Put it right there. The Lord will love you. He'll multiply you. He will bless the fruit of what you are and what you do. You'll be blessed above all people. You'll be blessed above all people. You'll be blessed above all people. You'll be blessed above all. All people. All people. Well, nobody be more blessed than you. Nobody. Nobody will be more blessed than you. Y'all laugh when I say it, but I say it all the time. I sit in my house and look out the window and I say, the blessed people call us blessed. We so blessed. The blessed people call us blessed.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Everybody say, blessed above all people. That's me. Blessed above everybody. Now see, all of us can be blessed above all other people, everybody that'll believe. But there's some that won't. So we'll be more blessed than them. It's the fact. He said, there shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cows and dogs and cats. The blessing flows all the way down to Fido. Yes. And Skippy the cat.
Yeah. Amen.
I didn't make this up. There it is. I wish you could read some of the letters we get into ministry sometime. Of people, miracles that have happened for their horses and their cows and their dogs and their cats. Amen. Parakeet. Yeah. I'm blessed. All my stuff is blessed. Everything I have is blessed. Amen. Why? Because the blessing is on me. And so everything that pertains to me is blessed. Flows right on down. Amen. This church is blessed. Every seed is blessed. Every member of this church is blessed. Every blade of grass and every leaf out there in the parking lot is blessed. The cars that drive back and forth to go to service here are blessed. The houses they go back to are blessed. The doors they walk through are blessed. The mats, the chairs, the couches, the carpet, the pot, the pan, the fork, the spoon. Blessed. 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 It'd do you good just sit in your rocking chair and go, blessed. Blessed. Blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Nobody can curse me. He said, and the Lord will take away from you, verse 15, the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Now, this sounds familiar. I've read this before somewhere. Recently. Prosperous and healthy. Silver and gold, not one feeble. Blessed, blessed, multiplied, and take away all sickness. I like it. It's covenant. And it's mine.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R514. That's R514, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.